Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday Edition of Wicked Conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in. I was so busy last week after I didn't do any, so thank you so much for tuning in. If the $3.5 trillion spending bill costs zero, why are they raising the debt ceiling? Common sense. Breaking, a poll in Virginia has a Republican gubernatorial candidate, Glenn Youngkin, holding a very small lead over the Democrat Terry McAuliffe. I don't know how these, I mean, this country's falling apart, but they keep, these Democrats keep getting people wanting to vote for them. I don't get it. A whistleblower says 16,000 migrants who tested positive for COVID-19 were released into ICE from ICE custody were released into the U.S. I want to get into also the fact that fully vaccinated Colin Powell has passed away from COVID-related issues. 1 week after the decision to make Superman bisexual, they announced that he's going to be fighting for truth, justice, and a better tomorrow, not the American way. Kind of like they're getting away from the American way, but they're trying to, a better tomorrow, they're trying to make it to where it's not bad, but it's not the American way. Propaganda and MSM need to stop stirring the pot with everything going on, you know. Actress Selena Gomez says she's dumped the diversive social media. Good for her. Good for her. I'm going to get into that and so much more. Did Jim Pulaski actually violate the Hatch Act? Because, you know, you cannot have the executive, anyone in the executive branch kind of going one way or the other towards their candidate. But that's, you know, oh, they'd be all over that. That was someone on Trump's administration, but nope. Just remember Proverbs 4:23. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Think about it as you're going through your day to day, and thank you so much for tuning in. And this Monday and in the conversation, I want to get into first and foremost our thoughts and prayers with the conversation and everything. Go out to Colin Powell and his family who we lost a great man. And, you know, with everything going on with all these mandates, and maybe these will start to wake people up to the fact that, so you want me to take a vaccine and Colin Powell died from coronavirus, but he was vaccinated. Iris Adams died from coronavirus. I remember one of my bosses was like at my job, they're like, well, corporate people, like, yeah, we took my son to an urgent care, you know, like a immediate care type place. And this lady's like not wearing a mask because you have to have a mask on. I'm vaccinated. I don't need the mask. Ma'am, you can still get it. You can still spread it because there's this misconception that we're going to get back to normal as soon as everyone's vaccinated. People are still going to spread it and get it. It's not going to stop things. But it's amazing, and this is the thing. I remember all the Trump supporters, you will drink the Kool-Aid. We don't think for ourselves. We don't think. We just do whatever we're told. Now that we're being forced to try to get this vaccine, like, nope. The people that told us we'll blindly do whatever we're told. Oh, yeah, the same people now are, like, flip-flopping. Okay, let me see here. Yeah, you need to just shut up and get the vaccine, okay? Yeah. And I don't get it. I mean, you got Southwest employees, Let's Go Brandon protesting against the vaccine mandate. That's what what people need to start doing is if they try to force you to get it, say, for what? I'll take it to court over it. Prove to me that this vaccine is going to stop me from getting the virus and spread it. It does not. It does nothing. All it's going to do is make me less sick. And what does it matter anyways? Because if I get COVID, even if I'm vaccinated, I still have to quarantine. I still have to everything. Nothing changes. You need to wake up and smell the maple nut crunch there, people. You need to. You need to. Everyone needs to sit up and get vaccinated so we can get back to normal. Just comply with this government that you didn't want to come. Yeah, you're telling us to comply with the government, but when Trump was president, you don't want to comply with the government. Don't make sense. Fat wipe before you poop. Don't make sense. You know, we lost a great man in General Powell. We don't know enough about this vaccine, and in my opinion, the virus in general, or somebody does, and they just, you know. I honestly think the whole point of the virus is to get rid of half of the population, and the ones that survive, guess what, folks? You're going to have a booster, because I know for a fact, I know like 20 people who will never get the booster. They're having problems from the vaccine. You know, I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, if it doesn't protect you 100% from getting the virus, then what stops you? You know, what? And then just one thing I thought about is, yeah, he's Colin Powell. He probably had some very, very high-end medical. So he wasn't able to get hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or resdenovir or the, with the medical treatment that I think he'd be able to have, he'd have top notch, the best of the best. Can't wait to see as it progresses how it plays out with the media in terms of like, well, how is the lamestream media going to, because it can't be like, yep, we got a vaccinated person that passed, yeah, he failed and died from COVID, yep. And, you know, that's what I've been trying to think about all day. Like, okay, he just blows the top off the lid. Guess what, folks? You're on your own. I'm going to get a vaccine that doesn't even protect people because they die from the very virus that the vaccine is supposed to protect. It makes no sense. But they keep pushing it and pushing it. But, it, you know, this is a game. And if we stand up, the game's over. And that's how it is. And we need to stand up. And more people are doing it. More people are saying, enough's enough, you know? I mean, the Virginia governor's race is like a dead heat between Glenn and Terry, the Republican and Democrat. It's like, I don't understand. Like California's a crap hole, and there's so much positive happening there in terms of what people are standing up, and it's like, and the governor wins in a landslide, the recall. I mean, I think the Republican will win if it's a fair election. We all know how fair elections go. They don't go. And if you think there's fair elections in this country, why hasn't anyone done a full computer? Here, let's do a complete forensic audit with the voting machines to prove to you that Biden legally and legitimately won. No, they don't want to. You know, you need to get vaccinated, but 16,000 COVID-19 positive migrants were released into the U.S. by ICE, says a whistleblower. Stuff they don't want you to know about. Don't worry, folks. They won't have to worry about, they'll be getting benefits and everything. You can't get jobs, you know, and that's the problem. 16,000 illegal migrants. They've been released. And they don't have to get vaccinated before they're released. Not that it matters, because it does not do anything. That's the problem. The vaccine does nothing, but supposedly makes you less sick when you get the virus. There's nothing, in my opinion, that they can show me that can prove to me that, okay, that there's a benefit to getting it, so how can they mandate it? Pardon me. It makes no sense. I mean, just like for 2 months, Peter Button Gregg, whatever his name is, Button Plug or whatever. I'm on maternity leave or whatever the heck. This country's falling apart and he's taking the maternity. Yeah, I want to see when the Trump's people do that and get away with it. He's an inspiration. No, whatever. We got a crisis. No, it's not a crisis. See, when people are buying stuff like crazy, that's called supply and demand. That's why we have it. No. Yeah, people are buying like crazy because they're afraid they're not going to be able to get it because the supply chain's all screwed up, and the way this country's going, what if the dollar collapses? They want to buy it now when it's $6, not $20. Has nothing to do with. Then I want to go back to Trump's America that was crappy as hell, because I guess it's a crappy country meant, that's why we had $1 something gas. We had $1.70 gas. You know, that's because no one was going to do it. I was going and doing more because, hey, it's $1.70 gas. So that's where we're at, folks, in this world. $3 gas, $4 gas depending where you live, $4.50 gas. Well, that's because people are going and doing. Well, people were going and doing very well under Trump, and it was $1 something a gallon gas. See, this administration is sort of like the tobacco industry. Like, there's no way you can prove that smoking caused that problem. I mean, there's environmental causes that could be anything. Don't worry, folks. the country is going to, the dollar is going to, when the dollar collapses, we're going to say, well, that's a good sign. We're going to, you know, and there are still places that have, like, money. They're still trying to, like, push the dirty money thing. Coin shortage. Some places. It's just, this country is just falling apart. And they're trying to, they're like, don't worry, folks, $3.5 trillion, it won't cost a dime, but we have to raise the debt ceiling. How about we take a down payment on that $3.5 trillion in Nancy Pelosi's pocketbooks? How about that one? It's nuts. And that's what they're... Oh, $3.5 trillion. It's not going to raise. The stuff they're doing... The $3.5 trillion will not raise the debt. Why do we need to raise the debt thing? It's going to cost zero. Everything's going great. That's why we got... If Trump was president, there'd be $3 gallon gas. What's he doing? What's wrong? This country's... Because they wouldn't be saying, well, that's because everyone's driving and going. And since people are using so much gas, that's why the price has gone up. Most people I know, because of gas, including myself, I'm limiting my travel. I mean, it's just nuts, the stuff that's going on in this world. And you can't make this stuff up, because if Trump is president, well, yep, the gas price would not be because everything's going. Inflation, yeah, inflation's going up because of supply and demand. No, it's called people are buying like crazy because prices are going up and they're trying to buy it while it's just... Okay, if I'm going to get 4 years out of this product, okay, it will last 4 years, then I'm making sure that I'm buying it now, but cheaper. So, like, if you ever have hyperinflation, people want to keep buy as early as possible. I mean, you got Christopher Steele is defending his debunked dossier that's fake. I stand by the work I did, the lies I put in there, the fake stuff. Trust me. And I just want to apologize to all the people who can't celebrate Christmas this year and stuff and Thanksgiving because you're not vaccinated. Those college stadiums must be jam-packed with all vaccinated people because, I mean, those college stadiums are packed, but unless you get vaccinated, you can't. So, yeah, I can celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas because of July 4, 1776. Thank you very much. The Pope of the vaccine doesn't tell me what I can and cannot do. And he says that when people are dying who were fully vaccinated of the virus that is supposed to keep you from getting sick from. The more I know about this vaccine, the more I'm glad I'm trying to stay as far away from that thing as possible. But I know people that are having issues with it and problems. Nope. Like that Johnson & Johnson guy said, we don't know the long-term effects of it on children. My kids aren't getting it. That should wake you up to say, ding, 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 ding. If he's going to keep that away from his kids, gee. Scary. But what do you know, folks? It's this world we live in. We're going to make Superman courageous by making him bisexual. And he's going to stand for truth and justice and a better tomorrow. Because they're trying to get away from America first in America. In the American way. As he used to say, he is fighting for truth and justice in the American way. So they're trying to get rid of the American way, but have it still be... Well, it's not... he's saying a better tomorrow. You know, it's more inclusive. They're trying to make it to where it's not negative for what he's saying. I mean, I almost got into comics and doing artwork for that. Lord, man. I don't want to spend 17 hours a day, 16 hours a day, you know, 15 hours a day, 6 days a week drawing. Nope. Nah, I cook that much. When Stanley asked Jim Lee, do you draw a lot? I just doodle. You know, to take a drawing and a pencil and take it to completion, ink and all stuff, that is actually work. So, yeah. And I'm like, And now they're even getting woke for truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. Okay. I mean, at least, I don't know, it's like they're trying to get away from the American way, but still keep it to where they're trying to, like, slowly change things to where it's not bad, but it is bad, you know what I mean? To where it's like, well, technically you're taking out God. Well, no, we're not, because we're doing, you know, they're trying to manipulate it to where it's still bad, but no, it's not. You know, I think people just need to kind of zip it in the bud and just like, whatever. But that's the problem. Like I was telling someone at work today, I have so many people like, you can't get the virus if you're vaccinated. Da, 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 da. And I've gotten, like, they don't get it. No, you can still get the virus. And what's funny about the whole situation is it's sad that they're trying to take it away piece by piece by piece. Well, we're saying a better tomorrow. It's not the American. It's better. You know, we want a better tomorrow. Why doesn't he go over and fight against injustice with the way women are treated in the Middle East and fight against women who have forced to wear hijabs and XYZ? Why don't he do that? Oh no, we're going to make him, he's going to be amazing because he's going to stand up for, he's going to be an inspiration. He's coming out as bisexual. Wrong. When bad is seen as good and good is seen as bad, you know, you're at the end times. You know, we had a guy by the name of Martin Luther King Jr. that said, all men are created equal. That used to be the American way. This is interesting. This is the American way. 3,000 plus Chicago police defying vaccine reporting rules. Y'all, you need to stand up. The problem is there's some people, I'm not doing, no, y'all need to stand up. It's sad, this country we're living in. You know, but I'm seeing positives. I'm seeing people saying, well, look at what happened. Delta Airlines is no longer doing their mandate. If you stand up, the game's over. We're all sitting there on our hands and knees holding up the game table. And when we stand up, the game's over. I mean, these college football games, MLB games now, the Let's Go Brandon movement is making waves. I finally heard that song, Let's Go Brandon. Song is like number one on like Apple iTunes and stuff. I'm like, I love it. I mean, he has like a 36% approval rating. I don't even know how it's that high. I don't know how he has one person that approves of him. I mean, if you think Joe Biden should tell your kids how they need to live, just look at Hunter Biden. Look at how Hunter Biden turned out. Yeah, look at how Trump's kids turned out. I've seen many billionaires had more money than God would know what to do with, as the old expression goes. And they fall apart. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have to do anything and I could just, I don't know. I mean, I had a teacher one time, like a counselor, like, what would you do if you didn't have to work? If you could do nothing at all, what would you do? You answered your own question, nothing at all. What would you do if you had to, if you didn't have to do nothing at all, what would you do? And that would be your job. Nothing at all? I don't know what I'd do. I mean, if I didn't have, I would volunteer. I'd help out. And how can I help this place and go there? Something without responsibility, maybe? I don't know. But, you know, hey. And that's where a lot of us are at in this world right now. Like, where, I mean, you got the DHL exec saying that he sees issues with the supply chain going through 2022. And I agree. I see this, you know, because this economy is doing so great, folks. People are buying like crazy now because it's just going to keep getting more and more expensive. I mean, I remember I watched a Supermarket Survivor, and it's a guy that shows you things like, you know, like peanut butter and stuff and how long they last. And like if you get like cornmeal and certain things, they'll last almost indefinitely. Salt, honey. You know, and it's just crazy to think. I think we're going to have supply chain issues for a very long time. I think it's going to get way worse. And that's going to, like, when you... And something's got to change. I mean, I have heard that there's like some people like in Florida that want to, okay, hey, we got docks, come here, bring the supplies here. And where they come from, probably, who knows, probably take forever. Florida would be willing to take them and handle and do a bunch of stuff. I mean, just remember, folks, we wouldn't have problems at loading docks if, I don't know, what was made in America. Yeah, we wouldn't have to ship anywhere except for across the country. Isn't that a concept, made in America? Concept. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to have a lot of stuff in America until they did that wonderful, I don't know, NAFTA. And that shipped tons. Hey, we're going to give you incentives to not pay American workers and send jobs overseas. I mean, you may not like Trump, but if you support this bleep show, that's your own problem. I don't know how he has one supporter. I don't know how anyone can think it's going great. It's probably the same person that thinks that you can't get COVID from the vaccine. You can't get COVID if you're vaccinated. You're a liar. Yeah, I'd love to talk to someone. Okay, Colin Powell's dead. I just want to get on some of these groups and say, yeah, to everyone that said that you can't die if you're vaccinated or can't get COVID if you're vaccinated, Colin Powell's died, Iris Adams has died. Those are two big-time famous people, so... It's going to be interesting to see. You know, actress Selena Gomez says dumping divisive social media really saved her life, you know. And it's good. It's good to see people dump it, you know. Because you have a lot of people that are like, we live in this world of, when no one, I mean, you can have a million people see your photo, but if they don't like it, I mean, I have some, like, 15,000 viewed videos on YouTube, but, you know, if people watch it, they do it, they don't, if they don't matter, you know, I don't, it's not about me, it's about God, you know, and if no one watches them, oh well, I just have fun with it, except for when I post, like, Grateful Dead stuff, and it always comes up, and you post, like, clips from a show, and it's like, this contains copyrighted material, I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to monetize anything. So it doesn't let you monetize those videos. It's not like I'm trying to monetize or make money off of them. And it's nice to see someone like Selena Gomez saying, okay, I'm done. Bye-bye, social media. I remember, like, as a kid, like, from early in the morning, you'd be outside till maybe lunch, and then you'd come home and you'd be done. At, like, 10 o'clock at night when it got dark, you went home. We were outside. We played in the dirt. You know, that's what this world needs. These kids need to be around dirt and bacteria. And all these parents want to, like, put their kids in a cocoon and don't want to get them, have them get infected by anything. Man, I was at an event a couple weeks ago, and there was a kid in, like, a stroller being pushed, maybe 2 years older, and had a mask on him. I'm like, that is so wrong. Remember when you had the chicken pox parties? You tried to, when someone had it, they tried to get everyone infected so they could all get it. Not now. I think this world has too many Sheldons. You ever seen Big Bang Theory? He tries to not get anything, and that's a big issue. Because you need to get bacteria and let your body get used to fighting things. I think sanitizer is a really bad thing because, you know, like antibacterial soap. Antibacterial means it kills everything. It doesn't mean good bacteria. It's not like a bad bacterial soap. There's no such thing. When it's an antibacterial soap, it kills bacteria, period. So... it's one of those things that, like, this world we live in is so different. Like, there's people when I grew up that we'd ride in the back of the truck. Now, man, if that car flipped, we'd have been beeped. But we were in the back of the truck. Now you have the photo of, like, the kids in bubble wrap with seat belts and masks. So it's one of those things that it's a different world we live in. Here, let's factory up with everything. So it's one of those things, and it's a different world, you know. We're fighting for the truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. Let's just see someone saying, bye-bye, I'm off social media. I mean, I'm on Twitter a little bit just because of Manchester United stand, but I don't even do it that much. It's not that big of a thing to me. I mean, granted, everyone in America can get off Twitter and it's not going to affect it. But it's nice to see people waking up and saying, "Hey, we're not gonna support this mandate." And we're starting to have a leg to stand on, because not only are they waking up, but they're saying, "Hey, he was fully vaccinated and got COVID. So sorry, he got COVID and is vaccinated. Sorry, you can't tell me that we need to have a safer work environment." Well, he died from the coronavirus and was fully vaccinated. But that's because, see, you need to get the booster. See, pretty soon they're going to make the booster be your next, the first booster. They're going to probably do a booster every year. But they're going to make the booster part of your pass. Well, you're not fully vaccinated until you get the booster. I know tons of people who have gotten the vaccine that won't even go near that. They wish they wouldn't have gotten it. And are having problems 5 months later, 6 months later. Pardon me. But, hey. It's nice to see people waking up. You know, and it's sort of like, if you have $3.5 trillion in spending, if not 100%, if 100% is not for total infrastructure, and there's no laws in there or anything to try to restrict, then it's a bunch of BS, just like everything going on in this country. You know, the more we wake up, the better this country's going to be, and the more that these issues happen, unfortunately, you know, there's not, like one guy said, as soon as you talk about anything with the bad, okay, Trumper, okay, this is not about Trumper. This is about a vaccine and being told, for the safety, we want to have a safe America and a safe work environment. And if you're not going to be a part of having a safer work environment and get the vaccine, then you're fired. Well, okay, well, how much safer is Colin Powell? He's dead. How much safer is Iris Adams? She's dead. And I think when it comes to these, when they try to do that 1905 court case, that the Supreme Court ruled that they can, well, because this don't force you to get it, I think that I'd fight it on that. I'd be like, okay, well, I'd bring that argument up. Yes, there's technically a Supreme Court case that X, Y, and Z, that for the betterment of the country, they can mandate this, this, and this. Well, okay, I get that. But if people are dying from the very virus that this vaccine is supposed to protect you from, then how can you prove to me, how can you say it's safe? You can't. You can't tell me that I'm going to make, how did getting the vaccine make Iris Adams safer? Or anybody doesn't. I don't know. It's going to be crazy, folks. It's, if you ever saw Full Metal Jacket, it's going to be a giant turd sandwich. We're all going to have to take a bite. And it is. But but people are starting to wake up. I mean, in Michigan, they've had some Stop the Steal rallies. They want to, and here's the thing. No one can say this. Because people are like, they already did it. They already, look at the Arizona thing. Biden won by more. That was only the votes. The paper, they have not gotten any of the voting machines. Not, I don't think there's one state where they've gotten their hands on whether if Biden truly won this election, difference, which I'm going to say he did. Why aren't Democrats shoving the voting? Here are all the voting machines. Do your forensic audit to prove us right. They're spending trillions of dollars staying there to make sure that we don't have access to the voting machines. If you believe Biden legitimately won, why are they doing that? Why are they making sure that we don't have access to the voting machines to prove who legitimately won the election? Biden won, well then, I don't believe he did. Prove me wrong by letting us do the forensic audit. Prove to me that Joseph R. Biden won by getting into the back of the machines, plugging in and pulling the actual real data out. I mean, we had voting machines where I live where if you clicked it and flipped the vote on screen, but as soon as you turned the thing off and turned it back on and rebooted it, that glitch went away. I still think it flipped votes. Because there have been places in here that have been Republican for years that they flipped. And I truly think if we have a free and fair election in 2022, we will dominate in the House and Senate. It will be a landslide. Got about 15 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's going to be interesting to see what happens going forward, folks, where this country goes, you know. Just got to give it to God and, you know, and let it happen. I mean, first thing I think is, I mean, as kids, they shouldn't have phones as kids. I mean, these kids are like 7, 8, 9 years old, 10 years old. They're on TikTok, Instagram, da-da-da. No. Let them go out and live their lives. Go outside and run around. I still remember when we were playing football one time and he tackled a guy and he broke his collarbone. And of course, he wants to go get in the ambulance and they didn't realize he's like 10 years old. They thought he was like 6. I'm going to buy a new ambulance, did it? I've said this before. I remember one time we were out hanging out all day and like, where were you guys? And one of my friends borrowed the original Metal Gear for the Nintendo Entertainment System and you would take forever to play it. You could play the game for like hours. And there's people on YouTube now you can watch it, play the game and like, they're like memes that we couldn't find and all this stuff and they're like and instantly like in like 45 minutes beat the whole game. Like Contra, there are people that can beat it with one guy and not die the whole game. I mean, it goes to get extra people and all this stuff. And if we could beat the game without needing the extra men or whatever, yeah. But what fun times. But like, I'm like, wait a minute. And we're out, why would you want to be inside playing that old? Wouldn't you want to be outside enjoying the day? And then you have kids that literally spend, like one of my good friends, her son, one day, the whole time I'm at the house, you know, I was helping out with stuff, and he was inside the house the whole time, like playing some game. Okay, I'm going into the room, I'm turning on my flashlight. Okay, I'm getting a healing potion or whatever. Some, like, fight game, like where you go around and you collect things. It's hilarious how times have changed. You know, from when we used to play 24/7 outdoors thing here. Now it's like, okay, hey. I'm Tom Brady from the NFL reminding you, play 60, go outside, do something. They have to, like, get kids to, come on, go outside and do something, because get off your phone. And guess what? I'm glad I grew up in a generation where we didn't do that. Where we didn't have phones and we just were, okay. I mean, we got into some crazy crap. It's just a different world we live in, folks. And that's one thing I would say about this, or I'd tell kids. There's so many things I had to have. I remember the big thing was to have like a book that you opened up and it was full of CDs from like BMG or Columbia House and all that stuff. Now, there are some that are sought after. There's some old records that to put like 10 songs on each, like 20 songs on the record, they would like get these albums and they cut them to make them fit and to get all these songs on here, and they're like shorten some of them, and because they're abbreviated and cut, they're not the full original song. Those like compilation albums are like sought after. You know, I remember going to the video store. I actually worked at one. That was fun. And I worked like when they were starting to go, when it was and I think it's hilarious because, like, you know, I was, like, near the end where people like, yeah, in about 5 years, you won't even be needed and da-da-da-da-da and all this stuff. And I'm like, And you have to, like, and when they're cursing you out, and you're like, hey, smile. Yeah, and when we had, like, a weekend, everything's 99 cents, customer appreciation weekend, like, we had, like, nobody. It was, like, the most deadest weekend. Oh, yeah, that was fun. We're going to have a customer appreciation at every store, and everything is 99 cents, and you can't check out a movie, so people were taking videos and just taking them home, not checking them out, walking out of them, so they could watch them. Oh, yeah. Because they're so dead. And then they got, like, that was when they had the disposable cameras. Those things were great. Like, yeah, take a bunch of photos so we can, and then you're just listening to corporate, and, like on Sunday, we're trying to take tons of photos. Oh, yeah. Because we forgot to use them all weekend. So we're trying to pretend like all these photos were taken at different times. When we're like, okay, we're trying to take like 10 rolls of film. All it. Yep, and we've had like 2 people come in the store the whole Sunday. Oh, that was funny. I mean, whoever did that didn't know what they're doing, because, like, the one store got, like, 10 helium tanks, and one would fill, like, 500 balloons, and they got, like, 7. I'm like, you realize that, like, ours, like, the balloons you gave us, this will do more than, this will fill, like, 3 times what you... Oh, yeah, and that's when they had the phone number. They remember those phone numbers? We dialed the number. Hello, thank you for calling. The time is 6:14. The temperature is da-da. Someone one time asked on one of those local, like on Facebook, they have like, you know, you're from like Arizona or like Phoenix or whatever, all these different places, like from Detroit or whatever. Like, do they still have a number? I mean, it's kind of outdated now because you can just check your phone. I miss those days of calling that up and going to be interesting. Got about 7 moons left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, yeah. I remember when I worked at that video store and, like, we were pranking each other back and forth at the different stores. And this before you had caller ID or anything, you didn't know who was calling. I picked up the phone because we were calling each other back and forth. And as a joke, I go, thank you for calling Video Update, home of the 99-10 Tuesdays. This is Kyle. How can I help you today? The corporate lady gets on the phone. Finally, someone knows to answer the phone correctly. I'm like, I'd have been fired if I would have said what we were saying back and forth. But that was funny. I want to get into some Premier League while I got a few seconds. And, you know, when you look at the game with Manchester United, always got to go. I'm sorry. I don't see... They backed him. I mean, we don't got a CDM. I get that, but he's not, I don't know. I just don't see it. I don't see it. Something's got to change because I don't see it, because he's not doing anything to make me want to support him and back him. Now, if he had some people under him, like if he got some actual coaches under him, okay, yeah, he's been on a Premier League team side. You know, it's like Ben De Sar, I'll take him because he's been at Ajax, and it has nothing to do with being a United legend or not a legend. This is what he's done. He's been at Juventus or at Ajax or wherever. You know, he's at Ajax, but I'm just saying, if you have an ex-legend that's been somewhere that's done the job and dominated, okay. I don't know. Something's got to change, because Donny van de Beek needs to go for his career. Pogba needs to go. A lot of players need to... I mean, if you got Ronaldo and you hardly hear about him on a watch-along or a podcast or whatever, something needs to change. So, it's going to be interesting to see what goes on. But, I mean, to me, they need to talk to Zidane now and say, come on in, buddy. We need someone like Zidane. We need someone that's going to take this club and turn it around. And as much as I want Ollie to take the... I had so high hopes for Ollie, but... But he needs to get managers under him. I'm tired of the United and this... I call it the... ex-player syndrome. Would I take Rooney as a manager? Let me see how he does where he is. You know? Let's see where he is for Derby County. If he starts winning and dominating and doing some stuff right, okay, then he's got some tenure. Okay, he played at Derby County. This is what he's done for the club. This is what he's done for the club. Okay, and then we got some. Will he match that success at United? Who knows? But hey, he's taken a managerial role at a club and he's turned them around. You know, that's the problem. We don't want to spend money, so let's just keep getting crap put. Let's go the easy way out. I don't know. I'm just, much as I don't want Ollie, I don't know what it is. I don't think he's doing it. And I want someone that will. I want to start contending for championships again and not this. Up and down, up and down, up and down. And I think now we're kind of going down, 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 down. So, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel part of them. Wake up. No matter where you are, just wake up and, you know, enjoy every day, because you never know when it's your last. At about 90 seconds left in the program, folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning in around the world. You know, whether you're all in, all out, whatever, you know. I'm just not seeing anything definitive to make me say, okay, let's keep them. And I don't want to get so far down that, okay, now, hey, this season's shot. So, with 60 seconds left, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. I really hope you do. I hope you wake up. And no matter where you are, people are dying who've gotten the vaccine. People are getting sick. People are having permanent issues. We don't know enough about this virus or this vaccine for people to just shove it down our throats. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually put to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. If we stand up like we're doing, the game is over. Good night, and God bless you all, and goodbye.